Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode today. Hey, I would love it if you would consider subscribing to this and also leaving a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. On this episode, we're going to talk about how to handle money securely while traveling. This is the last part in my interview with Stephanie Johnson. She's a travel agent. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Finding Money Path Show. And today I'm joined by Stephanie Johnson. She is a travel agent with MEI Travel. Thanks for joining us today, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here with you guys and share some travel tips with you.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about just kind of what you do and the company you work for and how you help people.
Sure. I've been a travel agent for the past 4 years. Before that, I worked for a hotel design company, so I've been in the hospitality industry for a very long time, since I graduated college. And basically what we do is we plan vacations for people, and we basically completely customize itineraries for you. Whatever you guys are looking for is something that we can do. We work with all suppliers. I work with a travel company called MEI Travel. I'm an affiliate of theirs, and we have agents all over the nation. So we definitely can help you guys wherever you're looking to go. We have experts on every location, so we're happy to help.
Yeah, and we are actually, Rachel and I are actually using Stephanie to book a cruise coming up in the last couple of months. So what are some safety tips when it comes to handling money while traveling? I always see the people with like the little, whatever that thing is, and they wear like in their pants. Like, I don't even know how it works. So, what are some like safety tips when it comes to money?
Yeah, I know a lot of people do the money pouch, but that's just, it's really just not my style.
Not a good look.
It's just, right. To me, it's a little overkill. Yeah. I keep actually most of our money in the safe in our accommodations when we're traveling. Mm. You know, the credit card has been pretty much widely adopted worldwide at this point. Mm-hmm. There are some developing countries where this is obviously not the case, but I just keep small amounts of money on me for places that don't necessarily take credit card, or there's a credit card limit of a certain amount where you have to spend before you can use that credit card, or mm-hmm. tipping money. So I keep generally small bills, and I pre-order my currency before the trip. We bank with Bank of America, so it's really easy to go on and order foreign currency on Bank of America. So just double check with your bank on that one about how to order your currency in advance. Generally, at least 2 to 3 weeks in advance is a good time frame for that. Mm. And a lot of them will give you the option to order only small bills. The less you travel with large bills, the better, because if someone in a foreign country happens to see that you have a lot of large bills, and or you have to approach someone to break a large bill, it just puts you in a place where not necessarily your safety is compromised, but you're definitely at a disadvantage just trying to spend a larger bill. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of take out a certain amount each day, which is also helpful in like kind of limiting your spending. If you don't have that much cash on you, then you don't feel the need to blow through the cash you have in your wallet, and it lasts mm-hmm. longer throughout the trip. And then ATMs are pretty widely available too. So I recommend getting or banking with a bank like Bank of America that doesn't have any U.S. foreign transaction fees. So when I use the ATMs, we have a lot of reciprocity with banks worldwide, so we don't have any ATM fees. Mm-hmm. And then our credit card also is a travel-focused credit card, so we don't have any foreign transaction fees there either.
Mm. One thing I used to do was, and I guess it just depends where you're traveling, but like when I was at Delta, we would go to Europe a lot, and we would, you know, kind of do day trip, or we do like trips where we walked around the city all day. And so you're taking like public transit, you're in like crowded, like streets where it's like just pedestrian streets. Mm-hmm. And so we would always like put our wallets in our front pocket.
Yes.
Instead of the back pocket. That was just one tip that I know we'd used.
Yeah. So actually this just happened to my husband and I. We were in Spain 2 weeks ago. Barcelona is the pickpocketing, capital of the world. Because the offense for being caught pickpocketing is so small that it doesn't deter anybody from continuing to do so. Ooh. I believe it's one night overnight in jail or in a fine. So it hasn't really deterred anybody from not doing that. Spain in particular is very well known for this. Paris too. So if you're carrying a backpack, never, ever, ever carry that backpack on your back in a crowd. Always wear it on your front. My husband and I were on a metro in Barcelona for 5 minutes, and we had 3 pickpocketing attempts in those 5 minutes.
Whoa.
Luckily, I had already told my husband to keep his wallet in the front, and some guy had tried to get into his backpack. Luckily, there was nothing in his backpack that was of any value. It was pretty much a travel pillow and a jacket at that point. And then I was carrying a backpack on my front, and while I was carrying the backpack on my front, I had my purse behind. I carry a kind of like a side purse, and then I had it tucked under my backpack on the front. A guy next to me tried to reach into my purse under the backpack and take my phone out. And luckily I could feel it, so we kind of got into a small confrontation with these guys, and they got off at the next stop. But definitely something to be aware of. That's why I never carry large amounts of cash, and if you do carry your wallet, always carry it somewhere where you can see it on you. And then definitely your phone, never, ever, ever be distracted on your phone, or hold your phone not securely. I always keep it tucked away when I'm on public transportation or in large crowds, because phone snatching is super popular now too.
I mean, why wouldn't it be? I mean, it's, you know, before it was laptops, and it's like a phone. It literally, it's a $1,000 thing you're carrying around.
Right. Same with camera bags, all of that stuff. Just, you know, always pay attention. Don't be a distracted tourist. Always be a wary traveler, I always say. If you keep your wits about you and you can kind of tell who is being too friendly. Generally, Europeans don't want to be that friendly with you. If they are being that friendly, they're probably trying to steal something from you. That's a terrible generalization, right, but it's typically true when you're traveling. Personal space is definitely something that they value. So if someone is in your personal space bubble, it's for a reason, and it's not a good one. So definitely just keep that in mind when you're traveling, really not just in Europe, but in any country. Purse snatching and wallet stealing and phone snatching is very common in pretty much every culture at this point, even in America. So just, you know, be wary and make sure you're not carrying something or being too flashy with what you're carrying at all times.
Right. Well, that's good. Thank you so much for joining us today. This has been really helpful. If people want to find you or book a vacation or find out more information, where can they find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can just email me directly. My email is stephanie.johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, at mei-travel.com. You can find us at mei-travel.com/stephanie.johnson as well, and you can send me a quote request through there. Email is always the best. And if you want to follow along my adventures, you can definitely follow me on Instagram. I post travel tips and photos from all of our vacations, try to give a little bit more personal experience on that venue. So you can follow me at sj.journeys as well.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. You're always traveling somewhere, and I'm always jealous of it.
I try to keep on top of everything. I promise if it looks like I'm not working, I'm still working. I'm working 24/7, and I'm always trying to keep the Instagram updated, whether I'm sitting home at the office or I'm traveling abroad. It always looks like I'm abroad. But I'm always sharing good tips for you guys, so definitely give me a follow.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, hey everyone, thanks again for joining me on this episode of the Find Your Money Path show. I hope this information was helpful for you. I know it definitely was helpful for me. So as you're planning vacations, or as you're thinking about saving up for vacations, definitely reach out to Stephanie. She's an awesome resource. My wife and I have used her, and she's been really helpful throughout our process.